retired senior lecturer of history at the University of the West Indies, St. Augustine, and chair of the Trinidad and Tobago National Committee for Reparations, Dr. Claudius Forgas believes everyone across the country should support the spiritual Baptists. Forgas, who recently published a book on the spiritual Baptist faith in St. Vincent and the Grenadines titled Against Toleration, Britain's Persecution of the Spiritual Baptists, commended the government for recognizing the spiritual Baptists and designating a holiday to celebrate their achievements.
I would want to congratulate the government, for one thing, for recognizing the spiritual Baptists and awarding them a special day to commemorate the repeal of the Prohibition Ordinance, which was, of course, done in 1965. It's the first permanent annual holiday, and the government needs to be commended for that. I also want to commend the University of the West Indies, the Global Campus, for organizing a number of educational events to sensitize the public in recognizing the spiritual Baptist as a faith in their presence, because a number of people may have taken that for granted. So that is a very significant action by the Global Campus.
Dr. Forgas also appealed for Vincentians to embrace the spiritual Baptists and recognize them as they do other religions.
I would like Vincentians to embrace the spiritual Baptists and recognize them on equal footing with all the other Christian denominations in the country. As you would know, the spiritual Baptists went through decades of demonization, which was strategic to the government of the day, that is in 1912, but it started since 1903. So from 1903 to 1912, the colonial elite, including government officials, church officials, the media, embarked on an intensive propaganda campaign to demonize the spiritual Baptists, and that legacy has remained. So I think the people of St. Vincent need to recognize that.
Dr. Forgas commended spiritual Baptists across St. Vincent and the Grenadines as they prepare to observe National Spiritual Baptist Day on May 21st.
So that is a significant event in St. Vincent, making St. Vincent a sort of a unique country in many ways. Also, I want to wish the spiritual Baptists in St. Vincent a great celebration as well. Of course, they're quite some time away, but I'm sure they are jubilant about the prospects of celebrating that day as the first annual public holiday.
Retired senior history lecturer at St. Augustine University of the West Indies and chair, Trinidad and Tobago National Reparations Committee, Dr. Claudius Forgas. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.